Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Finance Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of generative models, including Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, and Variational Autoencoders, VAEs. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and differentiate between these models, understanding their unique characteristics and applications in finance. Main content overview of Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs. Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, are a revolutionary approach to generative modeling introduced by Ian Goodfellow and his colleagues in 2014. The fundamental concept behind GANs is the adversarial process between two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator. The generator's role is to create realistic data, be it images, text, or other formats, while the discriminator evaluates the authenticity of the generated data, distinguishing it from real data. This dynamic creates a competitive environment where the generator continuously improves its ability to produce realistic outputs, while the discriminator becomes better at identifying fakes. For example, in the finance sector, GANs can be used to generate synthetic financial data for risk assessment. This synthetic data can help organizations simulate various market conditions without exposing them to actual risks, making it invaluable for stress testing and model validation. Furthermore, GANs can be applied in fraud detection by generating scenarios of fraudulent behavior, thus helping financial institutions train their detection systems more effectively. Understanding variational autoencoders, VAEs. Variational autoencoders, VAEs, represent another prominent class of generative models that focus on learning the underlying distribution of data. Unlike GANs, VAEs consist of two main components, an encoder and a decoder. The encoder compresses input data into a latent space representation, capturing its essential features. The decoder then reconstructs the data from this latent representation. The key innovation in VAEs is their use of probabilistic approaches, allowing them to generate new data by sampling from the learned distribution. In a finance context, VAEs can be particularly useful for anomaly detection. By training a VAE on historical transaction data, it can learn what typical transactions look like. When new transactions are introduced, the VAE can identify those that deviate significantly from the norm, potentially flagging fraudulent activities or errors. Additionally, VAEs can assist in generating synthetic datasets for testing new financial models, helping to ensure robustness in various scenarios. Key differences between various generative models. While GANs and VAEs are two of the most popular generative models, they have distinct characteristics that make them suitable for different applications. Objective and output. GANs focus on generating high-fidelity outputs through a competitive training process, often excelling in tasks requiring quality and realism, such as image generation. VAEs, on the other hand, emphasize learning the data distribution, which makes them ideal for generating variations of data and filling gaps in datasets. Training dynamics. The training process for GANs is inherently unstable, requiring careful tuning and often leading to mode collapse, where the generator produces limited varieties of outputs. Conversely, VAEs have a more stable training process due to their probabilistic nature, making them easier to train and fine-tune. Use cases. GANs are commonly used in creative fields, like art generation and image synthesis, where realism is paramount. VAEs find their strength in applications related to data augmentation, anomaly detection, and unsupervised learning scenarios. For instance, while GANs might create realistic images for marketing materials, VAEs could analyze transaction data to identify unusual spending patterns. Conclusion. In this lesson, we have explored two fundamental types of generative models: Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, and Variational Autoencoders, VAEs. Understanding the differences between these models is crucial for leveraging their capabilities effectively in finance. By identifying their unique characteristics and applications, you are now better equipped to utilize generative AI technologies in your professional context. As we progress through this course, we will continue to build on these concepts, eventually applying them to real-world financial scenarios. Reflection questions: how could you apply GANs to enhance data generation for your financial modeling needs? In what ways might VAEs assist you in detecting anomalies within financial transaction data? Reflect on a situation where understanding the differences between GANs and VAEs could impact your decision-making in a finance-related project.